Seamus Toomey from Block Club Chicago with extremely local news. Good morning, Seamus. I love the lead story you've got today because it's about a new hot dog spot. Tell us about this.
Right. We will not let a hot dog stand open in Chicago without wraparound coverage. This is called Mr. E's Late Night. It's in Logan Square at 2704 North Milwaukee Avenue. And I know I spent a lot of time mourning the loss of restaurants and bars and other businesses that have not made it through the pandemic. So spend a couple minutes today on some of the places that are trying to push through it. This one is a gentleman by the name of Assam Hani. He owns seven other bars just along that same stretch of Milwaukee Avenue, which is pretty incredible. Some of them have not made it, but he said he's opening up Mr. E's Late Night Hot Dog Stand sort of as a way to create some more jobs, keep his staff at other places working through some of these tough months that are coming up. He said, you know, I can't keep them all my places open, but here's an opportunity. So this is a pretty stripped down spot to begin with. It's just got five stools. You can carry out. It's really just hot dogs, burgers, and Italian beef. And frankly, like, what more do you need?
Nothing.
Maybe pizza puffs, but those three are the holy trinity of hot dog stand food. Forgive me for saying so. So it's, you know, I've not been there yet. I'm looking forward to it. It's got reduced hours right now, but it's still 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. It just opened on Tuesday. The reviews are not yet in, but just looking at the pictures on Instagram that we have posted on our block club, chicago.org. It looks delicious, so good luck to the employees there and Mr. Hani, who's opening a business in a pandemic. Mm-hmm. May it go well.
Yeah, it takes a lot of nerve and chutzpah to do that. 2704 North Milwaukee, good luck to them. Now we have CBD-infused ice cream, too, don't we?
That's right. Yes. You know, this is a, you know, obviously there's CBD infused lots of things now, but now we've got CBD infused ice cream. And the story behind it is pretty cool. It's two women, including a woman who launched an ice cream business earlier in the start of the pandemic to make ends meet, woman by the name of Ida Nelson. She started cooking in her kitchen, and she teamed up with a group down in South Suburban Beecher called Tulips Trees, and which actually does the blue agave CBD oil that they infuse into Ida Nelson's homemade ice cream. And it's been going well. Ida told us that she was hoping to do about $260 a day in ice cream deliveries. She's now at about $1,000 a day. She, you know, drives us around herself and makes the deliveries. They're not cheap. They're $13.50 a pint, but they come with 50 milligrams of CBD oil. So, you know, hopefully you'll get some of the benefits of that, as well as probably the bigger benefits of just, you know, eating ice cream and feeling good about that.
So is this just a delivery operation?
It's just a delivery operation for now. They were at at the Tulips Tree outdoor market briefly for the launch, but right now it's a delivery option. She's planning to move out of Bronzeville and into the Hatchery, which is a very cool operation in North Lawndale. But for now, you just call her, set up delivery. She goes Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. She'll go all over the city into some suburbs. There's also an online order form that you can find at on our website as well. So it looks great. 30 flavors. The one that really stuck out to me is brownie batter, which, you know, needs no more description. Why cook the brownies when the batter is so good already?
Yeah. Her phone number also is on the Block Club website, so you can just go to blockclubchicago.org for all the information. And finally, we have news out of Uptown about that vacant lot at Montrose and Clarendon. What's going in there?
Right. This was a pretty big spot spot they built in Uptown. It was intended for Treasure Island, and there was a lot of excitement about that grocer moving in. It's, you know, it had been such a popular one in different parts of the city. As you recall, Treasure Island closed up shop all over the place in 2018. So no one ever actually moved into this 30,000 square foot spot, which is at 811 West Montrose. But we just got word this week that there is a South Suburban grocery store named Peter Ruby, R-U-B-I, and they're going to open their second location ever. It's going to be their first Chicago spot. It's a fresh food, fresh produce, a little bit of regular groceries as well. But it looks great. I've been reading up on their backstory. It's a husband and wife team, one whose father used to sell produce out of an old market, and the woman, her family had bought from him. They had met over the years, and now they've gone into business for themselves. They named it Peter Ruby, which is an old Chicago tale about what happens when groceries go missing off of the train for delivery. They blamed it on Peter Ruby, just a sort of a mythical character at that point. But it's also become a name for a box of groceries with a little bit of everything in it. So they were thrilled to find out that no one had ever used that name, Peter Ruby, over the years. So they're going to be opening up soon in Uptown. They haven't started the construction yet, but they are heralding it. So hopefully we'll see it at some point next year at 811 West Montrose Avenue.
Never heard the legend of Peter Ruby. Didn't know that one.
I know. I think it's time for a further Block Club story explaining all of it, because at some point it sounds like there was a Peter and a Ruby that ran a grocery truck, not a truck, a wagon at that point, and eventually it became this legend. So as we know with most Chicago legends, there's always a little bit of embellishment somewhere in there, but we'll try to get to the bottom of it and get a whole Peter Ruby analysis. For you at some point.
Probably a kernel of truth in there. Seamus Toomey, Block Club Chicago, with extremely local news. And by the way, thanks to you, I now know what to get John Records Landecker for Christmas. CBD infused ice cream. I'm going to be taking care of that. And John will enjoy that, I'm sure.
Coming your way, Records. Good luck with that. Get the brownie batter.
Thanks, Seamus. Glad tidings. Happy Yuletide.